Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
Welcome to the Islamic Circle. The title of this week's talk is Welcome to the Quran, the Gateway to Faith. The Quran is like no other book in this world. It has the amazing power to change people's lives forever, as it did with me. But before you read the Quran, you must first remove all veils of prejudice and begin to open your mind. The first thing you'll realize is that truth has no boundary. The universal message of guidance sent down to mankind through the words and meanings of the Quran is not bound by time, nor race, nor nationality. The central source of all truth is God, the creator and sustainer of everything we see and that which we cannot see. So the Quran begins with the name of God, Allah, the one to whom all things owe their existence. The Quran was revealed as a conclusion of all scriptures that went before it, the guidance and laws given to Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and all the prophets from their Lord. The last prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to whom the Quran was sent, ends the illustrious line of prophethood. From that time until the Day of Judgment, this is the last word by which mankind will be judged, successful or a failure in the life to come. Let us now begin our journey into the worlds of the Quran, the worlds of man and jinn, angels and devils, of light and darkness, the gracious knowledge of Allah Himself, which He bestows on whom He wills, the ultimate gift, true faith.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين.
In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Most Kind. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the Worlds.
الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين.
The Merciful, the Most Kind. Owner of the Day of Judgment.
إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ.
Thee alone do we worship. Thee alone we ask for help. Show us the straight path.
صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا
of those whom thou hast favoured, not the path of those who earn your anger, nor of those who go astray.
The first step to faith begins with the subject of God Himself. Awareness of His existence is a reality which every human being, deep down in the base of his subconscious, instinctively knows. The Quran speaks of the unity behind all things. But creation involves duality and opposites. God alone is unique and has no equal. It is all His creation, and He alone sustains it.
In the name of Allah, the Merciful, Most Kind. Say, He is Allah, the One and Only. Allah, the Eternal Absolute.
لم يلد ولم يولد.
He begets not, nor was He begotten.
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
And there is none like unto Him.
Physical light.
Of His light is as a niche wherein is a lamp.
Al-misbah fi zujadah.
glass, as it were, a brilliant star, lit from a blessed tree. Whose oil would almost glow forth of itself, though no fire touched it. Light upon light. Allah guides to his light whom he will, and Allah doth set forth parables for mankind. For Allah is knower of all things.
God most merciful has sent revelation, one of his greatest favors to man. His creation is in pairs, well balanced. All created things receive his favors, but this will all pass away, and only God will endure.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the merciful, the most kind.
الرحمن,
the merciful.
علم القرآن. خلق الإنسان. علمه البيان.
It is he who has taught the Quran. He has created man. He has taught him speech and intelligence.
الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان.
The sun and the moon follow courses exactly computed, and the stars and the trees both alike bow in adoration.
والسماء
high, and he has set up the balance of justice in order that he may not transgress due balance. So establish weight with justice and fall not short in the balance. It is he who has spread out the earth for his creatures. Therein is fruit and sheathed date palms. Also grain with leaves and stalk and sweet smelling plants. And which of the favors of your Lord will ye too deny?
خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار.
He created man from sounding clay like the potters.
وخلق الجان من مارج من نار. فبأي آلاء
created jinn from smokeless fire, then which of the favors of your Lord will ye too deny? He is Lord of the two Easts and Lord of the two Wests, then which of the favors of your Lord will ye too deny?
Before man's appearance on the pages of time, God has created out of light magnificent species devoted entirely to his service, pure and sinless in nature. The angels, created to praise and glorify him ceaselessly, and to act as messengers, fulfilling his every command.
In the name of Allah, the Merciful, Most Kind.
Alhamdulillahi fatir as-samawati wal-ard ja'ilil malaikati rusulan uli ajnihatin mathna wa thulatha wa ruba'. Yazidu fil khalqi ma yasha.
To Allah, who created out of nothing the heavens and the earth, who made the angels messengers with wings, two or three or four pairs. He adds to creation as he pleases, for Allah has power over all things.
The creation of jinn, another group of unseen beings, was followed by the creation of man in the form of Adam. Both these creatures were to have the ability to reject or to follow God's commands. Iblis, who became the Satan, was from the species of jinn. His jealousy of Adam caused him to refuse to bow when God commanded, and so the stage was set for man's test of faith. The garden was prepared as man's destiny unfolded.
Said to the angels, bow down to Adam, and they bowed down. Not so Iblis, he refused and was proud. He was of those who reject faith. Said, O Adam, dwell thou and thy wife in the garden, and eat freely of the fruits therein, as where and when ye will, but approach not this tree, lest ye run into harm and transgression. Then did Satan make them slip from the garden, and get them out of the happy state in which they had been.
وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ.
He said, get ye down, all ye people, with enmity between yourselves. On earth will be your dwelling place and your means of livelihood for a time.
فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِن رَّبِّهِ
of inspiration, and his Lord turned towards him, for he is oft returning, most kind. Down all from here, and if, as is sure, there comes to you guidance from me, whosoever follows my guidance, on them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve.
Man, who had been taught the names of things, was not left without guidance. Revelation was the key to his salvation. The word of God came as had been promised, And so began the stream of divine communication, the books of God.
In the name of Allah, the Merciful, Most Kind. Read in the name of thy Lord, who created. Created man out of a mere clot of blood. Read, my Lord is most generous. He who taught the use of the pen. Taught man that which he knew not.
The revelations flowed, the Torah, the Psalms, the Gospel, and finally the Quran, confirming the truth of all that came before it, warning those who disbelieve or distort the revelations of a severe punishment in the life to come.
Merciful, Most Kind. Alif Lam Mim.
Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul-qayyum.
Allah, there is no God but He, the living, the self-subsisting, eternal.
Nazzala alayka al-kitaba bil-haqqi musaddiqan lima bayna yadayhi wa anzala at-taurata.
Sent down to thee step by step in truth the book confirming what went before it, and he sent down the Torah of Moses and the Gospel of Jesus before this as a guide to mankind, and he sent down the criterion of judgment between right and wrong.
Inna alladhina kafaru bi ayati
who reject faith in the signs of Allah will suffer the severest penalty, and Allah is exalted in might, able to requite this wrong.
What the angels were not able to comprehend of God's wisdom in the creation of man was that there were to be raised amongst them the most inspired and righteous of all his devotional servants, the prophets and messengers, especially chosen to receive the divine scriptures and live lives of angelic wonder, upholding God's commands and struggling against evil on the earth. These were the best of mankind and those who followed them. Unfortunately, because of their righteousness and charisma, some people were misguided to elevate them even to positions of divinity and godhood, thus committing the gravest sin possible. And so, the mission of the last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to reaffirm the indivisible oneness of God and the universality of all prophets in their purpose to guide people back to the religion of surrender to Him alone, Islam.
With the prophets, he said, I give you a book and wisdom, and afterwards there will come to you a messenger confirming what is with you.
لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ
You shall believe in him and render him help. He said, Do you agree and take this my covenant as binding on you? They said, We agree. He said, Then bear witness. And I am with you among the witnesses. If any turn back after this, they are perverted transgressors. Creatures in the heavens and on earth have willingly or unwillingly bowed to his will, and to him shall they all be brought back. Been revealed to us, and what was revealed to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes. Given to Moses, Jesus, and all the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between one and another among them. We make no distinction between one and another among them, and to Allah do we bow our will in Islam.
ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين.
And if anyone desires a religion other than Islam, submission to Allah, never will it be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he will be in the ranks of those who have lost all spiritual good.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a mercy for all the worlds. Born in the full light of history, his life bears testimony to the truthfulness of his claim to be the last of God's messengers, and the one to whom all humanity must now look for ultimate guidance and success.
Those who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, whom they find mentioned in their own scriptures, in the Torah and the Gospel, for he commands them,
يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم.
For he commands them what is just and forbids them what is evil. He allows them as lawful what is good and pure, and prohibits them from what is bad and impure. He releases them from their heavy burdens. Releases them from their heavy burdens and from the yokes that are upon them. Then those who believe in him honor him, help him, and follow the light which is sent down with him. It is they who will prosper. I am sent unto you all as a messenger of Allah, to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. There is no God but He. It is He that gives both life and death. Believe in Allah and His Messenger, the unmeasured Prophet, who believes in Allah and His words. Follow Him, and so ye may be guided.
Death is inevitable, as are the resurrection and judgment. No soul can avoid them. The wisdom behind death is clear for those who believe in the ultimate goal of life, to cross over the bridge of hell to paradise.
كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة
Every soul shall have a taste of death, and only on the day of judgment shall you be paid your full recompense. Only he who is saved far from the fire and admitted to the garden will have succeeded, for the life of this world is but goods and chattels of deception.
Wealth and possessions will be seen at death for what they really are, illusions, and more importantly, a test of a person's faith or ingratitude. For everything belongs to God, and to Him we are all returning. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Remember death much, the destroyer of life's pleasures."
In the name of Allah, the Merciful, Most Kind. Rivalry and worldly increase occupies you until you visit the graves. But nay, you shall come to know. Again, you shall come to know. Nay, were ye to know now, with certainty of mind, ye shall certainly see hell fire.
ثُمَّ
see it with the eye of certainty. Then shall you be questioned that day about the pleasure you indulged in.
How fixed is the order holding things together, this material universe above and below us? Yet it must give way before the vast unfathomed truth in which man will see his past and his future in true perspective.
In the name of Allah, the Merciful, Most Kind. When the skies drift asunder, when the planets are dispersed, when the seas burst forth, when the graves are overturned, then shall each soul know what it has sent forward and what it has kept back.
Ya ayyuhal insan ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem.
O man, what has made thee careless concerning thy Lord most generous?
Alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalak.
Who created thee, fashioned thee, then proportioned thee.
Fi ayyi suratin ma jaa'a rakkabak.
In whatever form he will, does he cast thee.
Kalla bal tukadzibuna biddin.
Nay, but you do deny the judgment.
وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ.
Verily, above you are appointed angels, guardians, generous and honorable, writing down your deeds.
يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ.
They know all that you do.
إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ.
As for the righteous, they will be in bliss.
وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ.
And as for the wicked, they will be in hell, which they will be exposed to on the day of judgment.
وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ.
They will not be able to keep away therefrom.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ.
Ah, what will explain to thee what the day of judgment is?
ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ.
What will explain to thee what the day of judgment is?
يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله.
It will be a day when no soul shall have power to do aught for another, for the command that day will be wholly with Allah.
People who have faith realize the omnipotence of God and His power over everything that happens. Therefore, they place their trust in Him and pray for help in times of difficulty.
If good befalls thee, it grieves them. But if a misfortune befalls thee, they say, we took indeed our precautions beforehand, and they turn away rejoicing.
قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
Say, nothing will happen to us except what Allah has decreed for us. He is our protector, and in Allah let the believers put their trust.
God, the all-powerful, does as he wishes. The heavens and the earth are his. Who is fool enough to take anyone else as his protector? All treasures are in God's hands. What he gives, none can withhold, and what he withholds, none can give.
وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَهُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَكِنْ يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ وَالظَّالِمُونَ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ.
If Allah had so willed, he could have made them a single community, but he admits whom he will to his mercy, and the wrongdoers will have no friends nor helper. Taken for worship protectors besides him? But it is Allah, he is the protector, and it is he who gives life to the dead. It is he who is able to do all things. Whatever it be wherein we differ, the decision thereof is with Allah. Such is Allah my Lord, in Him I trust and to Him I turn. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He has made for you pairs from among yourselves and pairs among cattle. By this means does he multiply you. There is nothing whatever like unto him, and he is the hearer, the seer.
له مقاليد السماوات والأرض يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر إنه بكل شيء عليم.
To him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. He enlarges and restricts the sustenance to whom he will, for he knows full well all things.
In the end, everything is known by God. So seek His forgiveness and believe in what He has sent down. There will be no chance to hide yourself on the day you stand before God. So prepare and have faith. No soul is burdened with more than it can bear. So rejoice and exert yourself in doing your maximum in seeking His loving mercy and forgiveness.
لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء
Allah belongeth all that is in the heavens and on earth. Whether ye make it known what is in your minds or hide it, Allah will call you to account for it. He forgiveth whom he pleases, and punishes whom he pleases, for Allah has power over all things.
آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد قالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير.
The messenger believes in what has been revealed to him from his Lord, as do the believers. Each one of them believes in Allah, his angels, his books and his messengers. We make no distinction between one and another of his messengers. And they say, we hear and we obey. We seek thy forgiveness, our Lord, and to thee is the end of all journeys.
لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت.
On no soul does Allah place a burden greater than it can bear, for it is only that which it has earned, and against it only that which it deserves.
ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا.
Pray, our Lord, condemn us not if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden like that which thou didst lay on those before us.
ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا
Our Lord, impose not on us a burden greater than we have strength to bear. Pardon us our sins and grant us forgiveness. Have mercy on us. Thou art our protector. Help us against those who reject faith.
We end with dua. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات والتواصوا بالحق والتواصوا بالصبر. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.